Good morning. Sunday morning, October the 2nd, 2016. What time is it? I don't know. I didn't look. 10, straight up, 10:00. It's late. It's overly warm. It's 60 degrees, but the sun is high, which makes it very warm. I had to stop and take off my sweatshirt because I was too sweatish. But I'm out. I'm walking and moving. My lungs full of crud this morning. I'm not sure why. I've been up for a few hours. I haven't had breakfast, but I have had a cup of coffee, which is to the good. I'm not sure what I'm thinking about this morning. Some of the topics at the top of my head are the Powered by Indie promotion going on Amazon now. They've picked 3,800 indie titles to promote in their Powered by Indie. I had two titles picked up, but neither of them seems to have garnered any additional attention as a result of being promoted yesterday by Amazon. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those. Oh, yay! That doesn't actually do anything. There are a lot of those. One of the problems, of course, being that people don't go to Amazon looking for indies, they go to Amazon looking for books. And while Powered by Indie is certainly books, it can't be the way people shop because it didn't exist before yesterday. So, yeah, Powered by Indie. Moving on. Good morning. Beyond that, I'm filled with despair over the election, as everyone probably should be. I had a nice interview yesterday with Beyond the Trope podcast. The podcast should be out relatively soon. And, the interview I did last week with Mark Stevens should be out on the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers podcast, like maybe Monday. So it's coming right up. And apparently they were chatting with Merle Lafferty just before they were talking to me, so it was kind of fun getting a message from Merle from the podcasters who just got done talking to her. I got a reasonably good night's sleep last night. It was a little bit broken up in places, but it wasn't terrible. In spite of that, I don't feel particularly well rested. I actually spent the day reformatting an ebook for a friend. I have a couple of those now that I need to look at. I also need to get some words down. I wrote some last night. It wasn't enough, but I wrote a few words last night. And I got to get that story back in my brain. I got to get it percolating along. Ishmael's about to take a can of contraband into Toehold's face, where it isn't contraband. It should be interesting. It should be fun. I should be should be able to get a little something something going here if I can just stop being distracted by everything else that's going on around me. If not. Have a little traffic. Thanks, I will. Smelling the diesel reminds me I have to get an inspection on my car this year. I think it's every other year. You have to go in for an emissions test to make sure that you're not polluting the atmosphere like that guy was. This is my year. So yeah, I gotta go get doing that. They're closed today, but maybe tomorrow. Perhaps tomorrow I'm out running errands tomorrow. What I am right now is stupidly hungry. I have had a good day. I had a good meal last night. I made a chicken and noodle casserole. It was a big hit. All I've had this morning is a cup of coffee. My tummy is telling me, dude, you're running on fumes. I did mark my calendar. I caught up with last month's walks. I was all set to take a day of rest today and realized that I might miss a day in 2 weeks. Last day I missed was the 15th. Of September. So it gave me a little added incentive to get my butt moving this morning and come out, so today isn't the day that I break the string. Maybe tomorrow will be, maybe the day after will be, maybe it'll be weather that keeps me, maybe I'll be sick. Not the only thing that was keeping me from going today was hunger and laziness. So I figure if I go first, I can treat myself with food after and keep the string alive. At least I think the last day I missed was October 15th. If I've munged it up, let me know. I was going from the files on my phone rather than the files on the website, so I may have put more files on my phone than I actually posted, which is a possibility. It's remote, but it is possible. Yes, it's warm. Holy crap. It's only 60 degrees, at 50, maybe 58, maybe 62. Official temperature says 55, but with that sun, it's a lot warmer than 55 walking, I'll tell you. Monk Post. Yes, on 3A. Calm for Kids. It's a relatively steep increase of property taxes to support schools. It's a local referendum. And will probably be turned down just because people want great schools, they're just not willing to pay for them. Which reminds me, I need to send off a check to Troop 657 to support the thespian troop at Greeley Central. Even though I don't have kids there now, there are other kids there who benefit so immensely from that program. I want to do my part to help support it. And I may have to go to the grocery store immediately on my return, because what I want for breakfast I don't have in the house. So I have to go buy it and bring it back and cook it. Which, on the grand scheme of things, is relatively easy. I'd like to go out to breakfast, that would be kind of cool, but at this time of day on a Sunday, 10 o'clock, well, I suppose most of the people of Christian persuasion are still in church, although this is not what I would term an auspicious time to be looking for breakfast foods in any of the breakfast hangouts that I would normally want to attend. So yeah, anyway, today I've been working on a book, getting it formatted. And people are... Man, this book is a mess. This guy paid for this formatting. And it's dreadful. It's... There's dialogue that runs back and forth between two speakers. It's all in one paragraph. There's dialogue attribution on the wrong speaker. In large part because what's happened is that they've munged up the line order. I mean, whoever did this did a miserable hack job. I could do a better job than this, just running the manuscript through Draft to Digital and converting the EPUB using Amazon. It would have come out better. And it doesn't help the poor schmuck. It's got two books that reverted. The next two books that got picked up by a different small press. And the fifth book that they've turned down. So he hasn't got anything like consistent branding across the titles. It's unfortunate. But I'll help him out. Help him out. Redo this one. I still have a Gary Riley book to do. I want to look at that one and see. It's based on Riley's time in Vietnam. It looks intriguing. If this book is anything like Asphalt Warrior, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be astonishingly good. This one I'm working on now, I don't know. It's interesting. It's a mystery. Murder mystery, actually. Whatever they were doing, running lines, they've actually... I'm walking past where they've run the line. And apparently they did it by pushing the cable through the dirt. Because the surface isn't disturbed at all. Just this one place where the wires come up. Apparently there was a lot of water involved, judging from the muck. But that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm glad to get in out of the sun. Holy cow, this is... Of course, I've got my sweatshirt slung over my shoulders, so it's keeping a lot of the heat in. And the sun is coming up on the hottest point of the day. As close as it gets to broil, the actual air temperature will continue to climb well past noon, but the direct effect of the sun will begin to fade very shortly. Another hour or so. We're still in daylight savings time, so I guess it's closer to 2 hours. It's hot. It's hot out. Hot, hot, hot. Not as hot as it is in the summer. And it's not anything even close. But with a little workout going, yeah, it was pretty warm. Hot damn. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.